What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Welcome, Samisi from Marlin Streaming.
Hello.
What the heck are you doing down in Dunedin? You're back on the tools, working level two, going out, experiencing life as you know
it. Shit, I might have just muted your microphone. Sorry, man. I was just trying something. Ask that question again, John.
How's life down in Dunedin?
Oh, it's good, eh? Yeah. I guess we just got out of level three.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of back to normal at my workplace, making coffee.
Nice. And there's a few brand new Marlin Streaming tracks popping up on the BFM playlist of late. Does that mean that you have recently recorded an album or an EP?
Yeah, we've got a new record coming out on the 1st of October.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so start of next month. Which is pretty exciting.
Where did you track it all?
We tracked it between Wellington and Dunedin. Mm-hmm. There's a spot in Wellington called Building M. A guy named Warwick sort of runs the studio, I think, maybe lives there too. And yeah, it's pretty cool spot. We recorded some tunes there. It's in Newtown.
How did you find out about this particular studio?
I just texted a friend who knew Warwick, and Warwick does sound at Moon, and so we were able to get in there and record a few things. But it's pretty flies pretty low under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
It seems.
Did he have a bit of cool gear in there that you got to play with?
Yeah, had a lot of cool old junk, you know, old vintage amplifiers and instruments of, you know, I don't know too much about that side of things, but it always looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it needs to sound cool. That's kind of where the rubber hits the road, especially if you're recording.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now there was some cool amps, I guess. We some old New Zealand amps, some Holdens and that kind of a thing.
Nice. Now, this evening on the show, you are going to guest select some music for us. You've sent us a list of tracks. Did you have any sort of reasoning behind your selections this evening? And what would you like to start with?
It's kind of just what I've been listening to recently, this kind of vibe. It's all happened to be quite kind of spacious and atmospheric, and quite minimal vocals. But yeah, excited. It's should be a bit of a journey. It'll be a bit of a different realm, I think.
That's the plan. That's the kind of our favorite part of this whole segment, is just letting someone else sort of take the wheel. I'm going to kickstart on this Jenny Havel right now. It's Conceptual Romance. Stay tuned, everyone. More selections from Marlin Streaming. Frontman. I'm calling you that. There you go.
And sometimes I dream you've left me and I'm so lost. I wake up high on madness, a sexual holding pattern, stuck in erotic self-oscillation. This landmine of a heart, the only give us
heartbreak is too sentimental for you.
Conceptual romance is on my mind. I call it abstract romanticism. Conceptual romance is you. It's you and I. It's you and I.
So I lose my gaze to keep you. Creating a curve for the eyes. Rejected body and losing it is constant, but such a lonely place. What can I say? I don't know who I am, but I know.
Jenny Hval, H-V-A-L.
As selected by Samisi from Marlin, streaming all the way from Dunedin.
Woo.
Just a little woot woot.
Now, is the entire band based down in Dunedin at the moment?
Yeah, we're all down here, actually. Dee and Hamish, drums and guitar, have just moved into a new flat out at the beach, and I live out at the beach, and so does Oscar, so we all live at the beach now.
Do you guys surf?
I've recently just kind of gotten back on the board and took a wee hiatus, just, you know, music and other things can often get in the way of things like surfing or things that take up ridiculous amounts of time.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I've been enjoying surfing recently. It's been good.
Now, the new record that you've just cut, did you guys all write it together, or how did the process work for the new record?
We recorded a few songs in Wellington with Leith, Leith Towers, who isn't in the band anymore, but did a few songs with him in Wellington. Then we did a few songs with Dee and Hamish and Oscar and me and Dunedin. And I wrote a bunch of them at home, kind of demoed a few, definitely some, you know, chord structures and rough ideas for songs and lyrics and stuff, but yeah, for the most part it was a pretty collaborative record. We all kind of worked together to refine the songs that the ones that we recorded in Dunedin, at least, at Chick's Hotel out in Port Chalmers, and then recorded it.
Right. Now, you've lined up some Laszlo Reynolds for us, a song called Cuttygrass. What can you tell us about this artist?
I Laszlo, he just put this record out recently. There's a friend of mine in Auckland, and I kind of just came across his music. I think he posted it on his social media, and I just clicked on the record and pressed play, and I've just been loving it, eh? It's been really cool. Do you guys, are you familiar with Laszlo?
Not at all. Not at all, but I can see they're nice short little songs. Are they all like that, or?
Yeah, there's kind of varies, but yeah, he's a Tamaki Makaurau.
I felt that immediately. The local song
Cutty Grass.
The song's
very
called Cutty Grass. Yeah, it's like that is a classic.
Oh, Cutty Grass. Around primary school, just getting, you know, going behind the classroom and
what
primary
a
school.
Son of a bitch, eh?
Cutty Grass getting you.
Yeah, no, it's a cool track. It's pretty short, but yeah, it's definitely channels kind of, well, it seems like it does like some kind of Sun Kill Moon or something, which I'm, you know, a big fan of, and so yeah, pretty into it.
All right, let's hear it. Laszlo Reynolds, very nice, very very nice.
It's very short.
Mm-hmm. Is it like a mixture of instrumental and you know, a bit of singing chucked in for good measure?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, he's got a lot of the other songs are there's a lot of singing on them.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like probably one of the most minimal kind of. Got the most space probably on the album for me, at least. It's the first track, but I thought it would just fit in with the songs that I picked quite well.
With Marlon Streaming's latest stuff, have you gone for a more minimal approach?
What does that mean?
Well, there are definitely some that we've kind of tried to. Well, for instance, the one we released recently called Lumia is just me recording in my room with an electric guitar, and no drums or anything, which has been kind of nice to not have all of that instrumentation on a track and just strip it back a bit. And it doesn't have to be, you know, Jack Johnson or something, but there's definitely a lot of different avenues to go through with music, you know, other than bass, drums, guitar or whatever. So it's been nice exploring those. I think most of the other tracks on the record we're about to release have drums and guitar and bass and singing, but we've definitely thought a lot more about the arrangements before kind of saying they're done.
Nice one. Now the last year in New Zealand has kind of been a bit of a strange one for live shows, but you guys have played a couple of quite big shows. Have you had any highlights in the last sort of 12 to 18 months of getting out and playing live?
Trying to think the last time we played.
Remember you guys played a show up here.
We played at Hopetown. Oh yeah. Man, that show. That was like just electric, eh?
Mm.
It was actually probably one of my favourite shows I've ever played.
On that sort of same run of shows, Leisure played a matinee and an evening show at the Hopetown. We DJ'd before the matinee
show.
Oh,
really?
But there was a lot of people having a really good time in that room.
It's pretty cool in that what is it, a church or? Mm.
It's like an old
meeting room.
It has like a real kind of stone cuttery vibe about it, you know, like a kind of Masonic sort of.
Yeah, definitely.
Frat.
It's definitely got some. What are they? Stone Freemasons.
Yeah, Freemason. Yeah. That's what I was looking for. Yeah.
Stone cutters made. Hiya. So, is that the last time you guys played in Auckland?
It's the last memorable one for me.
Okay, all right. That's all that counts, really.
But there might have been others. It's hard to think. We haven't played in a long time live. So, except for just little ones down in Dunedin.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, pretty keen to get back on the road.
For sure. Now, the next tune that you've lined up for us that we have in the system is by an artist called Grouper. Tell us about Grouper.
Grouper. I just became obsessed with Grouper, or Grouper. Apparently, it is Grouper, right?
Do you guys know what?
That feels better. It feels better to me. I don't find myself writing or saying the word Grouper very much. So.
There's
you in there.
Well, it's like the fish, though. Grouper the fish.
Oh, right.
But I don't think it is. But for some reason, I always think Grouper just because of fish, the fish. But I think it is Grouper. I mean, Grouper, sorry. I don't know too much about the artist, to be honest. I just know everything about all of the music they've released and really, really love it. But I don't know where they're from or basically anything about the artist. They keep it pretty kind of anonymous and low-key. I've got one of Grouper's records, and there's literally nothing on it, like no accreditation, no track names, nothing. So.
Kind of like a Led Zeppelin 4 type thing.
No, more than track names.
So I'd love to give you a brief bio, but I really don't. It's a bit of a mystery to me, to be honest.
Right. We'll let the music talk. This is Unclean Mind.
Thank you.
And you're back in the room.
Samisi on the line, all the way from Dunedin. Samisi from Marlon's Dreaming. Now, you do have a bit of a tour lined up. You've got penciled in at this stage, October 1st at the Power Station.
Yeah.
Pending levels, obviously.
I think we're going to... push that out.
Which is that's totally fair. The rest of the country, obviously, sweet as, but Auckland's just being a bit like.
I would be tempted if I were you guys to just, because if the whole band's down there in Dunedin, I'd be real tempted to just play a cheeky little bar gig just to get your chops back in the zone. Well, is that something you guys are kind of thinking about?
It's level two, and I think they've changed it so it's 50 people now instead of 100.
50.
See, that's perfect. Cute little bar.
Yeah,
you know,
no, that is perfect, to be honest. I mean, you definitely only need five of your closest friends to have a
crowd surf.
We've all played those gigs.
yeah.
Stage diving and crowd surfing.
Everyone that's people on the door is here. Good. Okay.
yeah. Check the Koha jar and you know.
So there's a potential a push out of this tour.
We definitely are going to push it out. Especially the Auckland dates, probably to later and
October.
Yeah. Basically, like it's looking like things are basically shifting a month, aren't they?
Maybe even push it into November.
If you give yourself a bit of wiggle room when you come up to Auckland, you guys are more than welcome to come up and play in the BFM lounge if that is.
Yeah, we
like
haven't had
you
full noise. We've had you and a guitarist in the studio with us. And that's actually up on the YouTube BFM YouTube channel. You can go and watch that if you like, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, it would be really cool to have you guys full noise out in the lounge.
Yeah, it'll multi-track. Be awesome. That's the lounge actually at BFM.
Yeah.
I saw something else. one time
you can see
in the city.
That's Drive Island.
That was cool watching that, hey?
Well, I'll tell you what, you might actually be able to tee up for one of those, you never know. So we do those once a month every when the world's not totally fucked, we get down there once a month.
It's a good spot for it.
Oh, it's amazing, eh? So like, nice, the Ella Melville Centre,
sitting on the steps and stuff. It's awesome.
Yeah, dude.
Now the next song that you've lined up, Monsieur Brown.
I know this cat.
Yeah.
Is this the drummer or the guitarist?
Is it Mansur?
Guitarist.
He's a guitarist. He does a lot of work with a dude called Yusuf Days.
And Kamal Williams. And
right,
those Black Focus guys. And he's just a beast. He's like my age. He's 24. And he's from London. I think he's actually started his own label.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people are doing these days, it seems like. Just like, bugger it, I'll start my own label.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool to start your own label at 24. He's just a beast. Like, his music speaks for itself. He's a crazy guitarist.
Mm.
I'm just super into his. He's got taste too. It's not just like soloing the whole time.
Yeah, it's super tasteful. There's a really cool video of him and a couple of other cats playing it's like an Abbey Road studio or something like that, and I forget the name of the track, like Lovers or something. It's so epic. It's like 10 minutes long and it's a massive sprawler. It's so wild.
I'm loving those vibes at the moment. The kind of, I guess, what is it, jazz or something like that.
Hit the button.
Jazz is everything. Is
pop,
is
jazz.
Jazz.
Thank you.
Monsieur Brown with Mashita. I didn't know he was from England. There you go.
Incredibly relaxing.
Tell you what.
Yeah. Really throws you into a kind of meditative state. Huh?
Especially with all the squibbly mum squirm squirm squirm.
Yeah, there's a lot of noodling, brother.
Mad tasty.
Now, we've got some Daniel Age lined up. We've also got a Marlon Streaming track lined up. Should we go fairly promptly into the Daniel Aged and
yeah, I think it'll
come back
fit,
and have a chat
well.
About your song?
Wait, I'm not ready.
Yeah, just do you have any sort of insider info on this?
Okay,
Daniel Aged?
No, I'm ready now.
Daniel Aged?
Yeah.
I don't know him that well. I do know that he's like a freak, like prodigy who used to be a session bassist for like Rafael Sadiq and has produced for like FKA Twigs and Frank Ocean and like one of those kind of behind the scenes cats who's just crazy good.
Mm-hmm.
But does, you know, no one really knows much about his solo music.
Oh, so. He's written a song about me, which is quite nice. This one's called Big Hungry. Okay. So I'm taking it, I don't give a shit.
Thank you.
Daniel Aged with the track BH. And everybody's agreed that it's specifically for me, especially seeing as there's no lyrics. You know, you can really just apply that.
Big hungry.
I'm going big hungry. I think I heard in the background.
Smeezy from Marlon Streaming.
Politely laughing at our shit jokes down there at Dunedin over the internet. The most polite of all the laughs.
Now, what's the official release date of your brand new records?
1st of October. Of October.
Sweet. Yeah. Is it getting a physical release?
Yeah. Well, if Holiday Records gets out of lockdown,
they should move.
We were pretty close.
I feel like they should just bubble up and just live in the record plant and just keep things trucking.
Hey. Live, yeah.
Come on, guys.
Live with the vinyl.
Out.
Brother.
But they must be kind of doing that already, man. They've pretty stacked up these days with, you know, having to repress a million LMNOP records and the such.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. All I know is we're this close to getting our test presses and whatnot, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're definitely going to be, hopefully they're available when the record comes out, but if they're not, then I guess it doesn't really matter either.
Sure.
Because everyone listens to Spotify and iTunes anyways, so.
Mm-hmm. No one can go get it even if it comes out, so.
Yeah, it's still going to be available to everyone when it comes out.
And everyone should just sort of keep an eye on some tour dates, which are more than likely going to shift thanks to COVID-19.
Yeah, we're hoping to have it all finalised by the end of the week, and we can let all current ticket holders know, and all potential future ticket buyers. Mm-hmm.
You can still get a ticket as well.
Ticket buyers.
Still get a ticket, still valid.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, should be good. Touring. And wait, where are you guys at?
We're in the studio.
Oh.
Yeah.
How?
We're essential, apparently.
Oh, you demons.
No, it's baffling for us as well. But here we are.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, we're just out here trying to change the world, make a difference.
Oh, I thought some of those RNZ cats were at their homes.
They might be. I think it's just the prime time shows. Like Breakfast can come in here at BFM, Drive can come in, and the news can do The Wire.
Yeah.
So there's a relative amount of normality, I think, for people. You know, there's a realm of like, just keep the regular things kind of ticking along.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
And just on that, mate, thanks so much for taking the time and letting us do this regular feature that we have, thanks to the Auckland Art Gallery. Have you ever been to the Auckland Art Gallery?
Yeah, many a times.
It's pretty powerful.
I love it. It's always great exhibitions on.
Sure.
Mm. Now we've got Lumia lined up. You were saying that this was a little bedroom number for you?
Yeah. I wrote Lumia in my bedroom. Last lockdown, actually, I then completely forgot about it. This is just a demo, and pulled it out of the woodworks. Just found it on an old hard drive. Around the time we were finishing off the record and it was getting mastered, and Tom gave it a quick mix, and we were all like really stoked, and we were like, well, let's just put this out as well. So we ended up putting that up first, and. Yeah, it's pretty simple sort of a song with mainly just leaning towards vocal melody and a wee strumming guitar.
Nice. So we'll just keep an eye on the Marlon's Dreaming social situations for these movements of these dates potentially.
Yep, sure.
And we'll see you when we see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, and have a good rest of your lockdown. Hopefully you guys are out of there soon.
Sure. Samisi, hey, say hi to the rest of the Marlon's Dreaming crew, and just, you know, we'll see you when you're back in Tāmaki Makaurau, when people are allowed to be. Anyway.
Sounds good. All right.
Sure.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
I want to be open to
What's Cooking, supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.